This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3-7-2018. So glad you joined us today. I'm your host, Daniel Bergman. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. Liberty is not a spectator sport in this time of history. That goes without question right now. And one of our great faults in the free media, truth media, independent media, through all kind of names, but I will now use free media. I think that fits it perfect. Corporate media, with their corporate masters, free media is shows like this. We're free media. And that's kind of a dual meaning. We're independent, but yet we're for freedom also. One of our great faults is that we've continued to take a defensive position in the war of ideas. The war of convictions, really. I mean, even going a little further. Democracy Matters, the 40-page document by David Brock, Media Matters. I want to read this to you. I want you to hear the conviction that they do this. And if you read the beginning, it's a stunning document to see their position and how the Democratic Party has been taken over by this central theme. We will fully adapt to the new reality, and we will win. Here's how. In the next 4 years, Media Matters will continue its core mission of disarming right-wing misinformation while leading the fight against the next generation of conservative disinformation. The proliferation of fake news and propaganda now threatening the country's information ecosystem. Here's what success will look like. Here's what they tell you. One, serial misinformers and right-wing propagandists inhabiting everything from social media to the highest levels of government will be exposed, discredited. Two, internet and social media platforms like Google and Facebook will no longer uncritically and without consequence host and enrich fake news sites and propagandists. Three, toxic alt-right social media-fueled harassment campaigns that silence dissent and poison our national discourse will be punished and halted. I'm going to stop there. What do you think has been going on with the YouTube and the Facebook and the Twitter, the censorship? What do you think? This is right out of their playbook. They told you what they're going to do and what their aim is. The level of conviction is admirable in this document. The level of transference, where they claim, you know, accuse you of doing something that they do, is off the charts. It's unbelievable if you read this document. One of the great faults in the free media is that we have taken a position, a defensive position, always on the defensive, always on the defensive, and look where it's gotten us. It's like in court. You never want to be the defendant. You always want to be the plaintiff in court and put the onus on the other person. Well, it's the same way here. They've created an alternate system that we keep supporting with our attention of trying to discredit it. It's like, no, they're doing this wrong, and this is blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, it will not matter one hill of beans unless we put forward and we stand for the system that we want. Really, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you get nothing from this broadcast, the heritage of America, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, it is the only solution. You can wave a magic wand tomorrow and put in every one of Make America Great policies or everything that you think would be good. Unless we kill this globalist system, and how do we kill it? By giving blood to something else, giving attention to something else. Unless we create the, unless we magnify, support, push the competing system and give it all our attention, we will still be in danger. Our children's minds are poisoned, flat out, from all the years of school. I mean, really going back 50 years, from Darwinism up, that we're just apes, natural selection. We need to be ruled. So what is the competing idea? This document, Democracy Matters, is saying egalitarianism is key to our democracy. You know what egalitarianism is? That's just a nicer word of saying socialism, communism. I mean, people think that's the same thing. People think if you're egalitarianism is equal in political things, economic things, all these things. The Declaration of Independence says we're created equal. We're given speech, imagination, our ability to create, our ability to change our world has been documented in the foundation of this nation. Not egalitarianism. Not socialism. These are social ills which take the crown off your head and to destroy you. So as long as we keep on the defensive on this and we have nothing to put forward, our lack of understanding of the foundation of this country is killing us. Our lack of ability to stand on that position is killing us. And even if we get through this first part, we have to go all the way. There is only one solution. It's all the way to the Bill of Rights. Our next guest, I want to bring her on. She's a longtime listener. She's a friend of mine. She went to Cuba recently, and I thought it was very fascinating to hear her perspective on what went on down there and kind of the contrast and just see some interesting ideas and concepts, differences of what socialism, what that really means, good and bad. You know, pretty interesting to hear both. Marcia is on the line. Marcia, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm excited about being able to share, having looked at the face of communism and what socialism looks like, and where we feel like we're living in freedom here. We're getting too close to what's going on over there, I think. But, Daniel, before we get on that topic, I just want to say something about yesterday's show on the maca. I've taken maca on and off for years for when I go to altitude, but I never knew about the energy it gives you, so I took about three of them this morning with a cup of coffee on my way to the gym, and I have just been flying high all day. I really appreciate what you guys, you know, talked about yesterday. I cannot, it kind of kicks my scalar energy up about two more notches. It's awesome. And then the bricks, I just highly encourage everybody to get even, I mean, the magnet, to get even like the smallest one. I think it's called a domino, and it may be $10 or $15. And I always wear it on my body somewhere in a pocket. Because it wicks away these electromagnetic fields, so it kind of neutralizes some of that. Just wanted to add that to what yesterday's show, you know, sometimes we just don't get to cover everything and all that. So back to
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, back to looking at Cuba, what are some of your curiosities about it?
Well, we always hear about Cuba. It's been a closed society. It's been recently opened up to some point. When you went down there, what were your first impressions? What is it like in Cuba?
Well, my reason for going to Cuba was that back in 69, I met a Cuban neighbor, and I learned to speak Spanish with the Cubans. And that's what made my desire, because I used to go to their domino parties, which is the national pastime of Cubans. You know, and my girlfriends would just sit around and tell me stories about Cuba and how bad it was, and you couldn't even talk in your home because you didn't know if one of your family members was going to run and tell the government what you were saying in your home. That's how bad it was back then. So I was wanting to go to reconfirm some of these stories I heard. When I first got there, it just looked pretty normal. I've been to other countries that are, you know, don't have a real nice airport and stuff, so it didn't seem like any other country. Got in the, we cannot ride in public transportation. United States people cannot ride in public transportation. So we had to ride in private cars, private taxis. And the road, the highway was really nice to go from Havana to Cienfuegos, which was about a 2.5 hour ride. So I got a really good impression, but this doesn't seem so bad here. And then we got in our host family's homes, and they greeted us. They're lovely people, just very open and happy for us to be there. And but the longer we talked to them, you know, the smiles were there. They're happy people. They're loving and caring. But the longer you talked to them, then you could see the sadness in their lives. And that's where I started seeing beyond the highway and, you know, just different things. The thing that kind of caught my attention first is everywhere you look is an old car. And I sent you and Catherine some pictures. If y'all want to put those, anything in the email blast would be fun.
Yeah.
And so all of those cars, I mean, they're back from the late 30s, 40s. I saw a 47 Ford. That was the year I was born. And they redo them. And so from then till now, 70 years, these things got to be broken down. Well, what they do is they get engines from other countries and put in them, and they just keep the U.S. They love the U.S. Old cars. So the impressions were just, I guess they call it yin-yang. It's very good, and it's very sad. Even pictures.
Let me stop right there, because when we were talking, I think yesterday, we talked pretty long about this. Their individual lives and their motivation, I thought that was very interesting. Their opportunities or what have you. How was that the government affected that, and that, you know, those smiles on their faces or that sadness in their face? How did that affect it?
Well, with Fidel gone, his brother Raul does not want to do this anymore. He's in his 80s. So what the government has done to them, for certain, it affects their sadness, but they have hope. And that's the reason so many people are staying now rather than trying to escape, because they all have free education, and they go to elementary, middle school, and high school. And before they graduate, they take an exam. If they pass that exam, they can go to university. And a high number of people are educated in higher education with professions like the home that we stayed in, the man was an engineer. Other people are medical doctors. Others are, you know, higher studies. And it's all free. But when they go to work, the medical doctor makes anywhere from $50 to $80 a month. An engineer $30 to $40 a month. A school teacher makes $20 a month.
That seems ridiculous. How do they even live?
Well, up until now they haven't. Largely Wildcraft, some years back, put out a really good video about Fidel Castro, called it their special time. Yeah, right. It was pretty special, all right. And they just had nothing. I mean, it was everybody seemed to have beans and rice, and some meat. I'm not sure where they get it all from. You know, I didn't understand everything that was going on with their confirmed stories I'd heard. What has happened is that Raul has opened up the country. I think there's a lot of opinions, but my opinion is that he doesn't. It's like having a real.
Can you, Marshall? We're having a little difficult time with your phone. You maybe need to pull away from the microphone. We're coming up on a break anyway. We got a 4-minute break. We'll get your phone straight. No, it's okay. You got a 4-minute break. On the other side, on the other side of this break, we'll go over this and let you finish. And Deborah Tavares is going to join us. If you have a question for Deborah, email support@powerhournation.com, support@powerhournation.com. Put in the subject question for Deborah. We love having Deborah on. And Marcia, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll continue right after this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Joined by a longtime listener, friend of the Power Hour, friend of Joyce's, spent time with Joyce, and I was fortunate enough to meet her. We've talked recently about her trip to Cuba, so she's discussing that. I thought it was very interesting that people highly educated, I mean, we're talking doctors, PhD level people, are making $30, $40, $50 a month, that the education does not equal prosperity, so to speak, like it does maybe in America. It opens opportunities for you anyway. It's not the case there. I thought that was interesting. Talk about maybe what Raul's doing, how it's changing, and maybe crime, guns, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Raul, I think it's like having a real tight noose around your neck. And I think he, at his age, he realizes if he doesn't loosen that noose a little bit, let people have a little bit of movement, they're going to come after him. They're going to have another uprising. And so that, to me, seems logical. Some people think it's his children that are influencing him. But whatever it is, the people, and again, some of these people who are more educated, they have homes. When everybody left Cuba, if you stayed in your home, it's your home. And so the people that we stayed with the first 3 days, they have extra rooms in their house, and Raul has made it possible for them to open those up to receive visitors. U.S. citizens cannot stay in any of the government hotels, nor can they ride in public transportation, anything that's supported by the government. The only way we can go over there is for some humanitarian reason, usually in groups of people. And so this man, these rooms rent for somewhere around $30, maybe to $45 a night, depending how it is. You know, I had a comfortable bed and some hangers to put my clothes on, a bathroom, a servicing bathroom. Sometimes we had water, sometimes we didn't, but it was a small inconvenience. But these rooms rent for $30 a night. Well, that's more than somebody makes in a month. Of course, they have to pay the government. They're part of it. They have to buy food because it's a bed and breakfast. And these people belong to Airbnb. But they're all over Cuba, and the people are so excited. I mean, why would I want to go back to work when I can make money? So for them, socialism is tired, worn out, and they hate it. They don't want the government feeding them. They want to use their intelligence and their creativity and their divine, you know, what God's given them. Also, he's allowing people to go to the churches, allowing evangelism to come into the country, which I found very interesting. On crime, they have very little, if any at all, in the country of violent crime. They do have a lot of petty crime of people taking things that they, you know, want or need. The divorce rate is very high because if father and mother is living in the house, there's no place for the young people to get married and leave the home, then everybody moves in together. So there's no privacy. So the daughter-in-law can't yell real loud at the son-in-law, I mean the son, because that's mama's baby, you know? So it makes sense.
Interesting.
And people are not, it's not unusual for people to marry three or four times. And not really because it's a fact of that much close living and not enough privacy just to, you know, scream and yell a bit.
What were you saying? Marshall, what were you saying about the whole country is almost like a museum to the 50s or 40s and 30s or something? I thought that was interesting.
It's like pushing pause on time back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Cuba has the influence of Spain, so it's got all these fabulous, beyond belief buildings that look like you're in an old world, like you're in Spain. I mean, just on and on and on they go. And then they had the mafia. I sent you guys some pictures of the Bacardi building. Those people left. It's like Cuba's Chrysler Tower of New York City. That family just got out of Dodge and left everything behind because with their status, they would have been killed. And so it's very interesting, a real Art Deco building. But all these old cars are just fascinating, and they're not like for show. Like our guys will buy them, fix them up, and have a little parade, or they'll come out to a special event. This is what they drive all day, every day. But there's
so you drove in the cabs. That's what I was going to ask you. The cabs that you drove it, you went down the street like in a 1957 Chevy, right?
Right, or a 57 Ford, whatever it was. Those, that's what taxis are. There are no new American cars. There are some new foreign cars, a lot of Russian Jeeps. When Russia pulled out, that's when it became the special time because they weren't bringing in supplies. Like when I was in the market, little poor little ladies would come up to me asking me, she didn't ask me for money, she asked for soap. Do you have some soap? Do you have something to eat? Because they get rice and beans and some meat with a little bit of this and that. They weren't
hold that thought, Marcia.
In their palate.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Deborah Tavares, coming up.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'd like to keep you all updated as I'm doing this cleanse. So Dr. Group kind of inspired me. It's been 3+ days, almost 4 days now. Well, 3+, I don't know, whatever. It starts to blend together. Without food, I've done the water fast. I did do juice. I started with Oxy Powder. I did the Oxy Powder first for a couple days before I started. That seemed to really help. I really am surprised at how, you know, I haven't been hungry. I think the Oxy Powder really helped doing that beforehand. Only a couple times there was a brief moment that I was looking at my little daughter's sandwich and I had an instinct to, like, bite her hand off or something, only for a second. But other than that, I've done really well, and I can feel my body changing and the renewing. It's pretty exciting. I'm going to follow that, like we talked about at the beginning of the year. I'm finally getting around to it. The Paratrex, I'm going to do the Paracleanse, all Dr. Group's product. They're all on sale over the Power Mall, and I'm very excited. I think this is one of the absolute basic things you can do health-wise. Clean your liver, clean your colon. This is where health starts. Vitamir is on sale, 10%, of course, Miracle 2, all those products, all the neutralizers, the soap, what have you, and the Helon. Buy two Helons, get one free, Ron Sally. Buy two Helons, get one free. Great deal. And all the other products, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Himalayan Sea Salt, the what have you, the Wayne Blakely's probiotics, which are extremely important as you clean your gut, that work very well together with this. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support. Marcia, we only got a couple minutes left, and then we're getting to Deborah. I would like to ask you, before we go, your impressions of freedom and opportunity and kind of compared to America. Do you see similarities? Is America becoming more like Cuba? Is Cuba becoming more like America? Along that line.
I can't really tell. I think we're going in that direction. I said early on in the show is that we have to fight or go for the system that we want, or we're going to get the system that they want to give us. I want to give you just a couple of things on that. One thing is all their food is organic. They don't put any pesticides
in
any of their food. And I did amazing. No food allergies or anything. The other thing I did not see was any chemtrails for a whole week. The sky was completely blue with gorgeous clouds. And the last topic I'd like to say on guns is that you're allowed to have a rifle or a long gun, I should say it, and for hunting purposes, you keep it locked up like we do. Whenever a dignitary comes to the country, like the Pope or another, you know, from another country, they come. Your gun is registered. This is the important part to me. Your gun is registered, and they come. If you don't bring your gun in and turn it in during that time, they will come get it. But after that person leaves, you can go back and get your gun. So that was an interesting gun issue for me. I tried to stay out of political conversations. I just watched and listened. You know, from appearances, things are fine. They do have a lot of folk because they just being able to open their homes and make money, being able to have a taxi, being able to have a private restaurant, bed and breakfast, all those things are giving people hope that they have a future there. So it's really
Let me ask you about
the circle has come around.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Talk about the individual struggle, the individual spirit that you saw in those people, and their desire, their clawing, their whatever. They want what we at least one time had in this country. That's the impression I got from what you said. Kind of comment on that.
Exactly. I mean, that's where I got excited in Cuba was just to see our host families doing really well, and they were able to purchase another building with more rooms. And so they're going to be the tycoons of the future. All the restaurants had little had live music, and so those people were able to make extra money with the tips that were given them. Just everybody's trying to use their ingenuity and their creativity. There's massage therapists, and they make really good money, with particularly tourists. So it was all just real eye-opening. Certainly makes me grateful for what I grew up with. I sure would like to see us all preserve it for our future, our children's future.
Well, very good. Marcia, thank you so much for coming on. It's been just such a pleasure. Just really enjoyed you sharing your experiences. And we got your picture. Hopefully Kat will put them up. Thank you so much for being on. Last thought is yours.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to have reflect what's going on in a socialist country for sure.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again. God bless you and your husband, and tell him I said hi, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
I will. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our next guest is really needs no introduction, one of your favorite, mine. And really, the people like Deborah, they don't get enough credit. Not that, you know, we're trying to worship them or whatever, but people like this who have put it on the line, who have risked something for the truth, and to wave the banner and the flag to alert us to what is going on. We owe so much to people like Deborah Tavares. I'm so glad that she's coming on. Her website, stopthecrime.net, of course, primarywater.org. She has a couple other websites. Those are kind of the main ones. Stopthecrime.net, and that's what we want. Let's stop this. Deborah Tavares, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for having me on today. This is going to be a fast-paced program. I hope that everyone is taking notes. Please go to stopthecrime.net, subscribe. We're going to be talking about extermination versus augmentation and genocide plans and more today, 5G.
Oh, my word.
So we're in some masterful trouble here. And, I'm going to just create the foundation. Everybody needs to be continuously aware of this because I'm seeing too much on the internet of disinfo. So I'm going to read this right now. This is a paragraph or two out of America's Last Minuteman by James A. Traficant. He was a congressman out of Ohio, and he gave speeches continuously into the congressional record. And this is one that is in congressional record. Again, James Traficant was arrested on trumped-up charges and imprisoned for over 7 years, and this is what he has left for all of us to remember. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933. There's a public law that he discusses. Everyone can read that. Goes on to say, the 73rd Congress in session on June 5th of 1933, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, dissolved the sovereignty authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments. And it is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. In name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. I need to create this basis of understanding, which is really hard to wrap the head around. I talk to so many people who still don't believe the enormity of the crimes and the propaganda that we have endured and believe. I'm going to read another couple of paragraphs, and I would certainly recommend everybody take a look at Melvin Stamper's work. His book is A Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. And this is out of Chapter 2. And it's about secrets that were never meant to be revealed. So he's, first of all, he's very highly recognized again, Melvin Stamper. You can go online. You can order his book. I would recommend that everybody get this in the library as soon as possible. This is out of chapter 2. My investigation concentrated on the Judiciary, Internal Revenue Service, Federal Reserve Bank, Inc., Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, offices of the Secretary of the Treasury and State, as well as the President and the Congress. This investigation has disclosed a broad premeditated conspiracy by the international bankers and their agents in the United States government to defraud and enslave the citizens of the United States of America since 1900. Examination into the statutes, United States Code, Code of Federal Regulations, Congressional Record, Federal Register, the Internal Revenue Manuals, and other sources too numerous to mention reveal a conspiracy of such magnitude that Melvin Stamper does not have the words to adequately describe the betrayal to the American people. The United Nations, controlled by the international banking families. These families would slit their children's throat for a dollar, and they dearly love their children.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be right back.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And the ideas that have been injected us have been contrary to our foundation and have been shocking to us. We're talking to Deborah Tavares and her website, StopTheCrime.net. You can go sign up there. Please, I encourage you to get involved with her information. This is such an important woman in the in your freedom, in our children's future, what she has risked to bring this to you. Before the break, Deborah, you were talking about Melvin Stamper, the book Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, kind of what has been established that we don't even realize, the competing system. So go ahead and continue.
Is what you're going to hear me say next. So it's got to be understood. What everyone needs to understand is what you are hearing and what you've heard so far in the program. And I'm going to wrap this up. Okay, again, this is chapter 2, Out of Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, written by Melvin Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R. And I was talking about the de facto government. And he says, what I uncovered has clearly been designed to circumvent the intent and restrictions of the Constitution for the United States of America by the de facto government in operation today. I'm going to also read this, Senate Report 93549, Emergency Power Statutes 1973. In order to maintain dictatorial control and authorization of the many divisions or agencies of the executive branch, the sitting president must formally declare a national emergency every single year. This has been an ongoing ritual since 1933, according to Senate Report 93549. Once the emergency is declared every year, the common law is abolished, the Constitution is abolished, and we fall under the absolute will of the government or public policy. We're under a system of public policy. War powers. All the government needs to continue is to have public opinion on their side. If public opinion can be kept in sufficient degree on the side of the government, statutes, laws, and regulations, and executive orders can continue to be passed. The Constitution has had no meaning. The Constitution has been suspended. It has been for 80 years or more. We're not under law. Law has been abolished. Emergency Powers Act is again declared every single year. Now we're going to read what the report from Iron Mountain told us. This was a genocide plan back in the mid-60s. Again, the report from Iron Mountain came out soon after JFK was assassinated. Johnson said it was a hoax. It was never a hoax. Here's some cliff notes of the report from Iron Mountain. This report was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life, the destruction of property, and the destruction of natural resources on the possibility and desirability of peace. Of peace. I'm going to make a comment here. Words have been replaced. This is their peace. Those are those that are in control. This is for their peace. On page 5 of the report from Iron Mountain, it tells us this. Organized repression of minority groups, the reestablishment of slavery, deliberate intensification of air, water, and food pollution as part of a program leading to peace. The long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed annually in covert warfare is high in the group of the report from Iron Mountain. And they list this priority of optimum lives destroyed annually as high on the government action list. Page 18. Because of the unusual circumstances surrounding the establishment of the group, and in view of the nature of the group's finding, those recommended that the report from Iron Mountain not be released for publication. It was their affirmative judgment that such action would not be in the public's best interest. The uncertain advantages of public discussion of our conclusions and recommendations are, in our opinion, greatly outweighed by the clear and predictable danger of a crisis. crisis in public confidence with untimely publication of the report from Iron Mountain. Now, we're going to go in to the genocide treaty that I have up on stopthecrime.net. I would certainly recommend that everybody listen to the genocide treaty. I'm going to give you just a few sentences about it right now. The genocide treaty was signed by over 90 nations back in the late 40s. The United States was worried about such a dangerous treaty and did not agree to sign it until 1988 under President Reagan. Now, I want you to keep in mind, presidents don't matter. They are not representing us. So it doesn't matter what presidency this was signed under. It just happened to be Reagan. The treaty has one illegal aspect of genocide. This is omnicide. This is global genocide. The only thing that is illegal with genocide is one's own country cannot kill its own people. The United States is not a country. The United States is a corporation. This is why we're being chemtrailed. This is why they're using weather weapons throughout our country. This is why we have fires with the use of directed energy weapons. This is why we're having storms. We are becoming climate refugees. We're becoming homeless. Just look at the homeless rates in your communities. In Los Angeles alone, there are 58,000 homeless in Los Angeles. Here in Northern California, after the intentional fires, we have thousands more homeless than we had before. How many homeless people do you see in your city, in your towns, right now? This is increasing. The homeless refugees throughout the world are increasing. There are refugee tents across the Nicaraguan border, homeless refugees. Whether they're driven out by weather weapons, by the restriction of water, or whether it's the economic hitman, they are homeless. The same thing is happening now, right now in Brazil. Millions of Brazilian homeless people, refugees, are evacuating Brazil. Millions. And this is happening in South Africa right now. And it is happening right now in the United States of America. I'm going to go into the latest genocide treaty for the United States.
Let's hold right there, Deborah. We're coming to break. On the other side, we have a long segment. Dear God, I hope everybody's taking notes. We'll be right back with Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.